Welcome to episode 5, where we will look at the first of another pair of facets of everything, which can be summed up with the keywords of intellect, mind, or thought. This facet is represented on the diagram by the blue square in the due north position, and can be understood as follows. Everything appears to have a pattern, idea, or thought behind it, or as part of it. Even if this is not obvious to you at the beginning of things, it certainly is the case with us humans and the things we make. Each one of those books that you may have been reading had an author, a bookmaker, and a publisher behind it. They may have other forms of memory or ideas printed on them. We have brains that help us to think and form part of our minds. It is debatable whether our consciousness and memory just reside there as fizzes in the neuron circuits. Some people suggest that we have extended or communal minds, which we can all tap into. It can be argued that any entity has some form of consciousness or intelligence. The scientist and theologian Teilhard de Chardin thinks that the Earth now has a mind of its own, a noosphere. And the scientist Rupert Sheldrake argues that the sun may have a consciousness in its own way. And of course, we are getting quite advanced with creating artificial intelligence. So, wherever you are, observe and think about the intelligences behind or inside all the things you take in with your senses. We can call this facet of everything intellectuality, which must be balanced by the next facet, summarized by the keywords of phenomenon, expression, or message. This facet appears on the diagram as the yellow square in the due south position. The reason this balances the previous facet can be argued and understood as follows. These patterns, ideas, and thoughts need to be expressed and communicated. There's no point in them if they can't be. Evolution will only work if changes in the genetic code are expressed and passed on. As writers, artists, or inventors, we depend on this facet to fulfill our roles or vocations. All the books you have read must be read if the author's intentions are to be conveyed and understood by the reader. Everything tells a story or has a message to convey. Wherever you are now, look around you and ask yourself, what message does each thing convey to you? The scenery, the clouds in the sky, the sun, the advertising hoardings, the buildings, the gardens, the look on the face of the next person you meet, and the words they may utter. Those messages may be to do with beauty, truth, violence, colour, smell, taste, ideas, or stories. They can come from anywhere, even the furthest reaches of the universe, where gravity waves and electromagnetic radiation tell us how big a star is, of what it is made, how old it is, and so on. This facet of everything I call phenomenality, and it balances intellectuality. And this pair forms a fourth principle, which we can call expressed intelligence. That is, everything has an intelligence that needs to express itself to give it meaning. So look around you again and think about all those thoughts behind everything you see, even those things that are inanimate. And then ask yourself, what sort of message are they conveying to me? So that's the end of this episode. Keep on thinking about these two facets until you listen to the next one. In the meantime, try to think fairly and speak truly.